Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com. We have what appears to be a conflict in this society between faith and science. I would say it's only an apparent conflict because I don't know if you heard what I said at the beginning of the program. I believe God is the great architect of creation, and he gives us those two sources of truth. He gives us his revealed word in Scripture and then his revealed word in nature in the way that he designed the world. And those two, when they appear to conflict, I believe that it's either one of two things. I believe either our theology is wrong and we've messed up there because we're fallen human beings and we have finite minds, or our science is wrong because, again, we're fallen human beings and we have finite minds and we failed to do something, in our research. It was confounded in some way by some element that messed it up. So when we find, for example, let me just give an example it's a practical example. Mm-hmm. Recently, there have been some, and this has been widely reported in the media, that have said, oh, the research shows that children raised by gay couples do just as well or even better than the children raised by straight couples. And, of course, you see that reported on ABC News or in USA Today, and you go, wow, that. Well, that seems to conflict, of course, directly with what Scripture would say about homosexuality. And, in fact, the research does not show that, because if you look beneath the surface, as did a sociologist from the University of Texas, if you look beneath the surface, that research was flawed in a variety of ways. So let's talk about that apparent conflict between faith and science and how you grapple with that when you're on a college campus.
Yeah, I usually present three models. One is the conflict model, our faith and science in conflict, and I agree with you, they're not. And the second model is, are they just in separate domains? In other words, they don't really overlap. Sometimes it's called non-overlapping magisterium, meaning that they just talk about different things. Science is the what and religion is the why. I don't really hold to that either. I sense you probably don't either. I think the two are integrated. I think they do harmonize, and we're misunderstanding one side or the other if they seem to conflict. And I guess I don't feel much threatened by that, Bill. I think life it's a long adventure of discovering God's truth, and God's truth is in science, and God's truth is in theology. And if there seemed to be some tension between the two, we need to dig deeper and pray harder and do more research and do our theology better so that the two will come into alignment, because there's only one God and there's only one ultimate truth, and all truth is God's truth. So in the example that you gave, yeah, we need to look at our theology, or we need to look at those studies. And you mentioned that perhaps if we look beneath the study, there's some flaws in the way it was done. And another way I might, at least ask about that study is, how are you defining doing better? Mm-hmm. If you're saying that children raised in certain environments are doing better than in other environments, well, what's the goal here? How do you define doing better? Can we come to an agreement on that? Mm-hmm. And until you do that, then you're going to be measuring apples against oranges here. And I think that's part of what I might say to a skeptic who brought that up to me on a college campus.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.